Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in today for Lori Walsh. Going back to school is all part of getting back to normal. So how are South Dakota colleges preparing for the return of students in the fall? How have they uniquely maintained contact with students, especially those incoming freshmen during the pandemic? And how much different will the on-campus experience really be this fall? A lot of questions and a couple guests here to help us out. Justin Frazee is the Director of Enrollment, Communications, and Marketing at Northern State University in Aberdeen. Justin, thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jackie.
And also we have Amy Vanderfien. She's the Vice President of Enrollment at the University of Sioux Falls. Amy, welcome to you as well. Thank you.
Hi.
So we've got a private school representative here, a Board of Regents institution represented here. Amy, I want to start with you because at least on my radar, it seems like USF had kind of one of the earlier plans for going back in the fall. Tell us a little bit how you're approaching the fall semester for students this year.
Well, the thoughts and the plans for the fall semester, it has been a challenging, I think, for public, private, any industry, and thinking about how we're going to have our students come back. And so we're taking the approach that we will be having our students return to classes this coming fall, but that course plan might look a little different, where we'll have a combination of in-campus, remote learning, online learning for our students, and trying to navigate, you know, congestion in hallways and in classroom transitions. So we are looking at all of those facets that, you know, could be potential problems, and trying to maintain social distancing within classrooms for our students, because what we've heard the most is that students are just gearing and anxious to get back on campus and be able to be part of their communities again.
Mm-hmm. And Justin, with Northern State University, what are you looking back at NSU, and also just in general as far as any BOR advice for how you're approaching the fall semester?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're similar to Amy and USF in many ways. We, as a Board of Regents institution, we have also announced that, you know, we are planning to have on-campus classes resume here in the fall. And so after we made that announcement, we saw a nice little surge in terms of students saying, okay, this is happening. Hmm. And so that was pleasant for us from an enrollment standpoint, just because I think for a while there, and from at least a northern standpoint, we saw a lot of things come to a screeching halt, whether it was housing applications, general applications, FAFSA applications, and so forth. Things have opened up since that time, just because I think there is a little more clarity when it comes to what our future learning component will look like. Mm. However, that being said, there's going to be a lot of different variables. What we know today will obviously be different than tomorrow and in August. And so we're trying to come up with as many contingency plans and as many steps that will make campus as safe of a learning community as possible. You know, and so we've developed two task forces, one with an academic focus and one with a return to campus focus. And there's been a lot of really good ideas. The main takeaways, of course, are going to be the really common things that you're seeing kind of across the board, regardless of industry. You know, it's sneeze guards, it's hand sanitizers, it's disinfecting wipes, it's masks, it's all of those types of things that will just make us a little more safer, so that we can hopefully slow the spread of COVID here in our area of Aberdeen and on Northern.
Amy, I know spring semester, when all of this really exploded on the scene, that's a pretty critical recruitment time, freshman visit time on campuses. Tell us a little bit how you're working with incoming freshmen this year in such an uncertain situation.
Well, yeah, you had to quickly adapt when around what, March 13th, and all of a sudden everything is changing within your community, your state, and trying to keep people safe and maintain social distancing. So we jumped on the virtual visit process and got everything spun up, so our students probably wouldn't miss a beat if they wanted the opportunity to visit campus. As we all know, in enrollment, there's nothing better than getting the actual opportunity to walk on campus and meet with people and talk with them. So we wanted to try making those experiences as most impactful for students through the virtual opportunity as well. So then our admissions counselors would be able to do virtual visits for students, talk about what it's like for families and for incoming freshmen on campus. So we've been in that process as well as having like online videos. A fun thing that our the tour guides or our admissions counselors had done is did a lot of stories with an Instagram. We know that social media plays a big part in student experiences, so we tried to put a lot on social media for students to see what our students experience while on campus to try replicating that for them. So we have done a lot of that, as well as I think we would both be in agreement, the most fun of any enrollment leader is having your registration days in the summer. So as those experiences will not be the same for prospective students. We're trying to build in components that will make it just as impactful for the families with a virtual welcome through, you know, a Zoom call, and then having individual meetings with faculty to get their course schedules provided and pulled together for the fall semester, and then allowing for individual Zoom meetings or telephone calls with your financial aid teams, just to help keep things moving for students in the fall. So when they do arrive on campus, they feel like they had the best experience possible. It just might have looked different from a prior year's experience.
Right. And in keeping with that theme of the adapting to the virtual visit process, Justin, you and I talked not too long ago about moving NSU's Howell days for freshmen, kind of their visit days that usually happen over the summer, making that an online opportunity as well. Tell us again a little bit about what that looks like and the kind of numbers you're seeing for registration for that.
Yeah, so we have moved. You know, normally we host about five of those days each summer, and usually starting in April, May, and June. And so the first three we have canceled, and we've moved to online component. We are still planning to hold three on-campus Howell, which is our summer registration days. And so those are scheduled for the June 19th, June 26th, and July 13th. But those are going to be vastly different than what we normally would do, just because typically it's going to be about 80 students and their families. So it's over 200 people on campus at once, which is obviously going to be a challenge. And so we've limited it to 40 students on campus with only two guests. And that's been pretty well received. We're hearing, you know, from across the board of students that just want to take virtual, some students and their parents that only want to be on campus. And some students are going to do both. Some are going to go through the virtual registration process just to get registered for classes now and then come to campus in June or July when we open that up and when we have all of the safeguards in place for a healthy and safe type of environment. But it's going to be a little bit different. You know, financial aid, for instance, normally loves to sit down one-on-one with families and go through their situation and try to be as resourceful as they can. That's going to be a little bit different. They're proactively reaching out to families to try to do a lot of that ahead of time because we just probably won't have that close interaction. And so it's going to be maybe in the same room, but we definitely want to have at least the virtual option, either through Zoom or phone call, somewhere to walk students and their families through what the financial ramifications are going to look like for their student coming into the fall. So it's adjusting. It's also trying to figure out what our new normal is going to look like. We are being very cognizant in terms of what on-campus visitors and registration days look like. It's a vastly different situation than what we were. I mean, we're looking at hosting it in our giant theater, mm-hmm. just that fits 1,000 people. So, I mean, you're looking at now maybe 100, 120 people in 1,000 theater capacity, you know, and then working with our food service, working with IT, working with so many different elements to ensure the safety of all of our campus guests. It's a very large onion, as I keep saying, that continues to have layers. And I don't think we're going to get out of this Onion anytime soon. So we're going to need to continue to evolve and be adaptable when it comes to our offerings and doing what we can to maintain a safe environment.
Right. And of course, another big part of the college campus experience is dorm life. Amy, I know USF has had a partnership with the city of Sioux Falls, allowing first responders who need to isolate to stay in USF dorms, if I'm remembering correctly. Tell us a little bit about how USF, to start, is approaching dorm life adjustments.
It's funny you bring that up, as I've probably spent over 24 hours in the last 2 weeks talking about what the fall would look like for our residential students. Mm-hmm. And I do want any universities are putting a lot of care and thought behind these decisions, because we know that our medical communities are concerned about decisions that we make, how that's going to impact the medical environment if a COVID case would end up showing on your campus. As our college president always reminds me, that this virus is dictating the decisions that we make. We are only planning for whatever potential problems could occur. So with residential life, we are looking at the process of trying to make it giving students choices, because ultimately, the students' health and safety is our priority in whatever decisions that we are providing students. So we're looking at the residency requirements on campus for this year. We are looking at providing affordable single room options for students that would choose to or prefer to have a single room. And then we also know that there is students that just want double and they want to have a roommate. So we're really in that process of providing students options, as well as looking at the cleaning of the spaces. So maybe in general areas where students congregate, we might be limiting the amount of students that are in there, as well as providing additional cleaning in those areas to help just mitigate any potentials of the virus within those spots. So we're taking great impact in those, as well as looking at, as simple as it may be, is just educating the students on how to proper protocols, you know, like cleanliness and wiping up and after, you know, they use the microwave in the common spaces, just so we can try to help be good stewards in our community and keep our other, you know, current or fellow students safe in our residence halls, because we know what happens in the resident halls is also going to spill over onto campus. And so the more we can be safe and adhere to proper protocols, that would be helpful, as well as mentioned, you know, thinking about food service. So do you adapt your serving lines? Do you remove tables in the serving areas? Just all these things that we're thinking about, of exits and entries, and how should students do that? Do you require students to wear masks on your campus? Those are all things that we're currently working through and talking about to help us make the best decisions for this fall.